Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 9:15. We have Keith Beaumont, who joins us on the line from Sun Group. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing, James?
Hey, not too bad. And I know that there is some excitement here for your upcoming auction that is taking place tomorrow over there in Fredonia. So I know you're getting ready for that, right?
Yes, sir, we are. And that's what I was going to talk a little bit about today, is just kind of remind everyone of that sale. And this is going to be downtown Fredonia, Kansas. The address is 406 North 7th Street in Fredonia. So if you're familiar with the downtown, you just go downtown where the square is. This would be on the east side of that square, actually. And we'll be in the building, behind the building, just kind of all around that. This is for the Wilson County Citizen newspaper, where they printed their newspaper for many, many years. And they still are going to remain in business. They just don't need the big building now. They don't make the paper quite the way they used to do it. So with that being said, some of the items that you can expect to be in there is just what I just mentioned, is that big newspaper press. It's great big. I don't know how many pounds or anything like that it weighs, but this thing comes in probably five different sections is how it's put together. So real big, that will be in there. Also, too, we've got some firearms, some long rifles that will be in there. I think there's about five of those. We also got an electric forklift. Let's see, 2020 forklift, and we've got a lot of the newsprint kind of stuff, the big printers and sort that they were using. There's a Kodiak Magnus 400. There's just a lot of those different types of things that's in the auction that's all related to paper stuff, you know, then putting together the newspapers and, of course, putting addresses on them and getting things mailed out and that sort of thing. So, anyways, there's a lot of antiques. There's a lot of old antique-like bookshelves and dressers and that sort of thing. Just old cabinets. I mean, extremely awesome woodworking that's on there. Got a couple really nice big grandfather clocks that'll be in there too, all solid wood. Got a really cool, this is really neat in my opinion, it's an old phone booth, an old wooden phone booth actually. Still got the old phone in it and everything. I just think it's a super cool antique. I actually have never seen one like that, you know, a wooden one. So I think that's pretty neat too. Man, just so many cool things. Tons of little antiques, you know. We've got one of those big threaders with a big wheel that turns, you know, when you thread with. We've got the antique sewing machines, just tons and tons of those kinds of antiques. I think there's some old lanterns and that sort of thing in there, too. But we've got an old safe that's got a really cool painting on it. Just lots of that stuff. So plenty of antiques if you're into that kind of stuff. We're going to have a lot of that. Real neat kind of stuff. The other stuff too, we've got tools, we've got gardening tool stuff in there too. We've got a lot of woodworking stuff if you're into that. And I'm talking about planers, table saws, routers, wood lathes. I mean, there is lots and lots of those kinds of things in there, and about anything you would use in a wood shop. And these machines are big commercial grade style. So this ain't your average little stuff. This is actually big commercial grade stuff that we have upcoming in this thing. So again, there's a lot more than just newspaper stuff that's going to be in here. That's going to be part of it. But it was a pretty good sized building that had lots and lots of different things in it. And so and stuff that's kind of been added on from another state of theirs that's been thrown in there. So a lot of good antiques, tools, woodworking stuff, newspapers type of stuff and all that. And maybe the coolest thing of all that I didn't even mention yet is the 1923 Dodge Brothers coupe that's in there. Yeah, Dodge Brothers. Super neat. I think this thing is all 100% original. As far as what I can tell when I look at it, it looks like it's all original. They've kept it all old. This thing has been in Wilson County its entire life. I have an actual history on that, and it was purchased right here and has always remained right here in Wilson County. So kind of a cool, neat old car that's been around for many generations for sure. So that'll sell too. Yeah, guys, just a lot of that kind of cool stuff I just mentioned, you know. And, you know, I want everyone to have an opportunity to see it. So, you know, if you're out about, we've got a lot of these bills scattered out, you know, different restaurants and businesses, you know, gas stations, that sort of thing. So you might find a cell bill, paper cell bill, someplace like that. Now, if you're having problems with that, you need help, or you just want a digital copy, you know, just give me a call. Send me a text, give me a call. I'll send you a copy of it, email, cell phone, whatever you need. We can get it to you. So, but don't miss this one. Again, this is going to be in Fredonia, downtown Fredonia, real easy to find. The exact address is 406 North 7th Street in Fredonia, but it's just right downtown on the downtown east of the courthouse. So you'll be able to find us. Just watch for the signs and all that good stuff. So starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, too. So we will go at it then. And like I said, you just don't know what time we're going to get to something you may be interested in. So I recommend getting there at 9 when we get this thing started. So we accept cash, cards, checks, all that. So you don't got to do anything special. Just show up, normal form of payment. So anyways, if you have any questions, want some more pictures, that sort of thing, go to our website, sungrouprealestate.com. You can get on there and get more pictures on this upcoming auction. Also, too, if you get on Facebook, go to Keith Beaumont, Realtor/Auctioneer, Sun Group. That will also take you into the Facebook, where you'll probably see more pictures than anywhere. Seems that we get more on there than everywhere else. Plenty of pictures on Facebook there. Also, again, give me a call or text if you're having problems finding it, or you want more information about something I just talked about. Or if you have an auction or real estate that you're looking to sell or plan, you know, get a hold of me. I'd be happy to talk to you about that, give you some options, guide you the best direction on that sort of thing. My phone number is 316-680-5131. Again, that's 316-680-5131.
All right. Well, Keith, hope it is a great auction there coming up tomorrow. Looks like we should have some good weather for folks to get there. And again, I hope it is a success. And we look forward to talking again soon about all the other upcoming auctions as well.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm going to keep everyone updated. We got lots and lots more to come, as we have been, and we still got lots more to do. So we'll be staying in touch with all that, and look forward to talking to everyone Friday, next Friday, and also looking forward to seeing everyone come out tomorrow. So come and join us here in Fredonia, and we'll see you at the sale.
Very good. Well, all folks can make it out there. And again, we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thanks, James.
All right. You take it easy. That is Keith Beaumont with Sun Group here on the Mighty 690. Again, they got that auction coming up tomorrow over there in Fredonia. On the square, we do have right now 55 degrees at 9:24, and open line coming up after a check of some beef industry news.